lot is new here in Sissy Land. Miss Brenna has returned. I don't know if any of you remember, but Sissy Brenna, I don't know, to me she looks like Sharon Stone. So, you know, she's Miss Sharon to me sometimes, although she is Miss Brenna, the original Brenna of all Brennas. She has wonderful sissy-made outfits. She's got makeup. We're doing makeup sessions. She's got lingerie, sex toys, dildos. I love training her. I've sent her out and trained her. You know, we go way back. She's been seeking a real-time mistress. She has, served a couple. She's had some dominant couples use her. Recently, she went to a BDSM type place, and they thought she was a girl. They thought she was a girl wearing a strap on, not a sissy wearing a strap on. The reason they think she has a strap on is her tiny little dick is really quite large, and she sits on ones and suck ones that are even bigger. I don't know how you sissies suck these big cocks. You know, I don't suck cock because I get you sissies, you cocksuckers, you faggots out there, and you guys who dream of sucking cock to do it for me. I do not put those dirty dicks in my pristine mouth. That is for you sluts to do, like I just explained. If you go back in my blog, and mind you, there are over 1,000 blog posts for you to dig through, you will find other interesting posts on my theories of cocksucking. So getting back to this, I've noticed that sissy cocksuckers suck in deep throat much better than girls do, at least from what I can gather. They can get the biggest dildos down their throat. And maybe it's because they have bigger throats. I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something to it. If I was a guy, I would look for a sissy to suck my cock. We all know Miss Mandy has penis envy and wants a cock, right? Oh, wow, I'm really digressing here today. Sissy Brenna, okay. You know, she's always a slut for me. She went to this club. They mistakenly thought that she was a girl and a mistress who they thought had a strap on. So you had sort of a mixed dual identity here, a guy that's got a real dick and a girl that has a fake dick. And she tied up Brenna and whipped her sissy ass. And Brenna was the star of the show. So that's pretty exciting, huh, Brenna? Who owns you and controls you? Well, I do, you little dirty whore. Going to those clubs and acting like you're a girl. Well, it looks like my training is working. You know, it used to be you were a little shy. Now you're appearing in public and passing for a woman. Yay! So, Brenna, new assignment for you. Dress up one night like a girl. Something very beautiful. Fix your hair nice. Put on that makeup like we discussed. Maybe we should try another makeup lesson. I want you going back to Burger King. Can you talk like a girl? Get your voice a little higher? Maybe you could try that for me. And you'll go there and order a burger and some fries. Or a salad and a glass of ice water like I would. I mean, are we worried about our figure? You're pretty thin, so I don't know. And report back to me. I want a written report for my blog. Okay, Brenna. Off to the makeup counter for you. A new pink lipstick, a new pair of panties, and the Burger King, or whatever fast food place you have around there that you can drive through. And let us all know how you make out. Okay, Brenna, I own you and I control you. You are my sissy. You are my sissy. You are addicted to Miss Mandy. I make your clitty harder than anyone else's when I watch you bounce, watch you on webcam. And for you other sissies out there who desire to be like my Miss Sharon, Sharon Stone, call me at 1-877-732-6360. This is Eastern Standard Time. I'm usually around at least noon until at least 1 a.m., sometimes earlier, sometimes later. And unfortunately, sometimes I do step out in the afternoon to go shopping, in the evening out to dinner with my real man boyfriend. So, call me, set up a session, and I will train you. Mwah! Brenna, you are delicious. Get back to me with that report. Now, sissy! Bye-bye.